Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when all across Seattle there are kids who are finally returning to school. But at some Seattle public schools, they found an unwelcome surprise when they came back to campus yesterday. They found homeless encampments on the school grounds. Should that be allowed to continue? Of course, there are many who believe that it should. We will cover that issue on the Michael Medved Show. Also, a big move by California prisons to take some of the transgendered women, that is, people who were born men and have the equipment of men, and move them into women's prisons. Really? This is under a new law passed by the very enlightened, very left-wing, very woke California legislature. We will cover that. But first off, there are all kinds of new developments on the issue of the Georgia election law. But none of those new developments point to a way out. Both sides are hardening their position. And one of the things that I see as a great problem is I don't understand what the position of the left appears to be on this law. What exactly do they expect to happen? They're doing tremendous economic damage to the state of Georgia with boycotts, but they're not going to get Coca-Cola to move its operation out of Georgia after, I don't know, more than 100 years. They're not really going to get Delta Airlines. Delta Airlines has already seen a tax break that they were getting because of the pandemic and because of the hardships the airline was going through. That's been canceled because Delta Airlines complained about the Georgia law. It is not conceivable that the Georgia legislature or its Republican majority in both houses and the Republican governor will come back and revisit this law unless there is some kind of a good faith deal, which is desperately needed. And what part of the Georgia law is it, or is it the whole thing, the whole idea of tightening security provisions in election regulations? What is it about this law that is so unacceptable that needs to be changed? If you were pushing and pushing and pushing on the left, on the side of all Democrats and all, quote, right-thinking people about this law being so horrible, what needs to be changed? What needs to be changed? The whole thing needs to be withdrawn? Do we need to continue to have the same kind of provisions that were put in place because of the pandemic as part of the permanent now new Georgia law about voting? I don't understand any of this or where either side is going. Right now, the idea that the All-Star game is going to be moved to Colorado, a Daily Caller pointed out Colorado is a much less diverse state than Georgia. Georgia's a black population of about 40%, white population in Georgia a little bit over half. In Colorado's 86% white. Denver is overwhelmingly white. And aside from which, Colorado has the same kind of security provisions and identity requirements, identification requirements in its voting laws that Georgia would under the new law. So what exactly is the point of moving the All-Star game, of the ongoing protest? A leading liberal commentator and somebody who's been a guest of this show a number of times and whose work I appreciate very much we've invited him to come on, has written Why Baseball Should Keep the All-Star Game in Georgia. And what Jeff Greenfield is saying, and Jeff Greenfield is a smart Democrat. He was a former aide, one of the two chief aides to Robert Kennedy a long time ago. And Jeff Greenfield, who's had such a distinguished career on CBS, basically argues this isn't about the economic damage to rank-and-file Georgians, although that's not trivial. Cobb County's tourism CEO said it will cost the region $100 million. It's about a missed opportunity to make a difference. There's a reason that Georgia's notably successful grassroots black Democratic political figures, and he named Stacey Abrams and Senator Raphael Warnock, both were cool to the idea of the boycott. The real loss is what the All-Star Game could have meant to the effort to mobilize against that law. Consider this alternative. The All-Star Game stays in Georgia. But the event, a three-day affair, is built around a multi-front campaign to address the restrictions imposed by the new law. None of it would need to be framed as partisan. It would be purely pro-voting, pro-democracy, and equal opportunity push to be sure the good old-fashioned American election process worked. Okay, that kind of taking a negative and making it into a positive, pushing pro-democracy, pushing higher turnout, where Georgia had record high turnouts, as most of the country did. Pushing continued high turnouts does not require repealing the law or trying to overturn the law or anything of the kind. By the way, it seems to me that the Democrats will probably want to keep the election law in Georgia as an issue for their campaign in 2022 that could give them a shot of actually taking over the legislature. But see, here's the problem, is if their whole desire is to take over the legislature to undo this election law, the impact on turnout and on Democratic turnout is going to be very negative. One of the things that I think everybody on the Trump side of things should recognize at this point is Trump's constant talk about the election was rigged, they're trying to steal your votes, there's no way that this is a legitimate election. That depressed turnout. I know they did a survey in Georgia, is the counties where Trump performed best in 2016 were precisely the counties where the turnout was weakest, and turnout weakest for Trump. Now, he still won because, you know, if you win a county by 70%, you can do much worse and still win big by 60%. But the fact is that those rural counties, that rural turnout he needed to win statewide, and that Senator Loeffler and Senator Perdue needed to hold those Senate seats and maintain control of the U.S. Senate, the turnout was depressed. By saying constantly, we're being ripped off, we're being rigged, the election is unreliable. I mean, really? Really? Is that the way to boost turnout? The Democrats now face the same thing. If between now and the November of 2022, when they have the next big statewide election, if all you hear about is they're taking away your right to vote, doesn't it make it less likely that people will actually come out to vote? Or may people be so ticked off about what those dastardly Republicans are trying to do that they are going to turn out en masse? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Joe Biden seems to be a little bit confused, or at least his press secretary is, about where exactly the president stands on moving the All-Star Game, which is now headed to Colorado. We will be back to cover the latest with the White House press briefing today and all of this confusion and backtracking and more coming up as the Battle of Georgia continues here on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on The Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that makes them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280, promo code MedVet. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/medved, you can get a free mini book. Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved.
Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Roll and go anywhere.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
So why is it, do you think, on the Michael Medved Show, that so many people are so badly confused about what is going on, about Major League Baseball moving the All-Star Game out of Georgia, about the law itself and what the law really says and what it requires and what it actually does to voting or the ability for democracy to function, or the ability for people to survive on a hot November day. And, man, you know it's blistering hot in November in Georgia. Actually, not so much. That's the entire obsession that the left seems to have that says that the mean Republicans simply want to deny a food and water to people who are waiting in line to make sure that they drop dead and that they don't have the ability to go and vote. And all of this is, of course, in response to prior Democratic attempts. This has come out to have people encourage people and campaign and make sure they wait in line by bringing them snacks. And again, you're not supposed to, under existing Georgia law, campaign with people who are in line. Now, is this the key issue that we're talking about here? Okay, they asked a general question in morning consult about support for the Georgia election law. And it was close. Yeah, it was close. But it wasn't that close. They asked, do you support Georgia's new election law? Support 42%, oppose 36%. And again, when people are giving that kind of answer, do they know what the law contains? They're probably just asked, Georgia has a new law trying to increase election security and ballot security. Do you support? Sure. Do you oppose? Nah. Okay. What's fascinating is they have another poll. And their other poll is basically about moving the All-Star game. And that particular poll by Morning Consult shows that, of course, it's very political and that people who are more baseball fans are more likely to support moving the All-Star game. But more people say, sure, move the All-Star game. But again, does that mean anything? Does that mean that the All-Star game should be moved? We're going to be talking to Jeff Greenfield about this later in the show. And he argues that, frankly, people who actually want to fight for broader participation in our elections could actually use the All-Star game in a positive way as a mechanism for doing that if they kept it in Georgia. Do I think that MLB is likely to move the game back to Georgia now that they've moved it away? Nah, I don't think so. This is Joe Biden a few days ago. He was asked a quick question on ESPN, and this is what he said regarding this whole involvement of Major League Baseball and the Georgia bill. This is clip one.
So, Mr. President, what do you think about the possibility that baseball decides to move their All-Star game out of Atlanta because of this political issue?
I think today's professional athletes are acting incredibly responsibly. I would strongly support them doing that. People look to them. They're leaders. The very people who are victimized the most are the people who are the leaders in these various sports. And it's just not right.
Okay, when he's saying that people are victimized the most, does he really suggest that they are picking out prominent athletes to prevent them from voting legitimately? Or is he saying the leaders of sports are black people and it's black people who are victimized the most? The idea that black people who had such a high turnout and such a successful turnout were victimized in Georgia or would be victimized under these new rules is ridiculous. By the way, Stacey Abrams became famous for making Georgia a close race where they did not have the new rules that they tried in 2020 and that delivered the state to two Democratic U.S. senators, delivered the state to Joe Biden and not to Donald Trump. That those rules didn't apply back in 2018, where Stacey Abrams almost won. She was very close. And this year, by the way, Republicans are, who knows what Republicans are going to do in Georgia. With President Trump very determined to try to defeat the governor, the Republican governor, Brian Kemp. Jen Psaki, the White House press spokesman, kind of ignoring what Biden actually said, had this to say at a press briefing today. Listen, this is clip two.
So he was not dictating for what Major League Baseball should do, that they should dictating they should move the All-Star game. That was their decision. They made that decision. And as he stated earlier, he certainly supports that.
So he does support the decision to move the game?
Well, he supports them being able to make the decision and respond to what their players' asks are, given many of them are impacted, of course, by these laws.
Okay. How is it that many of the players are impacted by these laws? The players may well have an easy shot at getting absentee ballots. And by the way, they don't have any requirement that you need to give some kind of credible excuse to get the absentee ballot. Absentee ballots are still easy to get in Georgia. And then Jen Psaki said this about the companies that are boycotting or threatening to boycott Georgia because of the election law. Companies like Coke and Delta Airlines. Listen.
We're not standing here and calling for companies to boycott. That's not what our focus is on from the White House. We do believe that the focus on Georgia is a reminder, that this is much bigger than Georgia, that Georgia was just one of the first states to act on a concerted effort to use easily disprovable conspiracy theories to fuel their attempts to make it even harder for eligible Americans to vote. But according to the Brennan Center, as of March 24th, 361 bills with restrictive provisions have been introduced in 47 states around the country. So this is not just Georgia. This is something we are seeing a prevalence of this, a pattern around the country of, an effort to make it more difficult to vote.
Okay. Is that really what the effort is? And when you say make it more difficult to vote, given how, in what way does sending in a ballot where you give your driver's license number make it more difficult to vote? I don't understand any of this, and I don't understand how it's supposed to be resolved. But we will get to that and potential resolution and what it means. And could a homeless camp exist well on school grounds? We'll deal with that as well. Coming up.
It's new leadership
in Washington, D.C. For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
www.faithandfreedom.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says a more contagious UK variant coronavirus strain has been found in all 50 states. White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci expressing his concern on ABC's Good Morning America.
We're seeing upticks in cases in many states throughout the country, with particularly driven by this variant 117, which has a better capability of going from person to person. It's kind of a race over 50.
15,000 cases of the variant have been detected across the country. The U.S. Navy is confirming that the Naval Hospital Corpsman is a suspect in a shooting today in Maryland. Frederick police saying the suspect went to a business in the city, shot two people, then to a military base where personnel there shot and killed him. The two victims are in critical condition. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
And contribute to this vital organization.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now?
So much more.
Hi, listen, I'm Jamil Bukbu from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with longevity. TeamGaday.com.
At Medved History
Store. There's a sudden disaster.
Right,
you can't
now,
get to the grocery store,
crisis,
or they're all out of food.
On their
what would you do?
Normal
You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here.
So
we're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. You join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days. Your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved.
Here you go again.
And on the Michael Medved show, just to repeat something that we mentioned earlier in the show, one of the top tourist officials in Georgia says that the decision to move the All-Star Game out of Georgia will have a $100 million impact on the state. At least. Now, you could say it's a top tourism official in a state that's controlled by Republicans. He's probably a Republican. He's trying to... Okay, it clearly has a huge impact. If you have a successful All-Star game, you have literally tens of thousands of people who are coming to the state. There is attention focused on the state. And it's certainly a great way to promote the return of tourism to Atlanta. And to all of the state of Georgia, which has some very fascinating tourist locales. I don't think they'll be going out to Stone Mountain or trying to bring tourists there. That's where they have the gigantic mountain side. It's a whole cliff, actually, where they have carved into the side of the mountain the images of Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis and Stonewall Jackson. That's probably not number one in your places to stop, and nor do I think it should be, by the way. But Jen Psaki is still insisting that despite this impact, despite impact, Fox is reporting that the opponents of MLB's decision to move the 2021 All-Star Game to Denver because of the new voting law in Georgia, they suspect the move would end up hurting Atlanta's black residents rather than helping them. They note that the move will deal an economic blow to Atlanta. The city of Atlanta is 51% black, majority black. And it would provide a boost to Colorado's capital, which is only 9% black. So again, simply in population terms, that kind of move takes, and both, by the way, Colorado is an increasingly Democratic state, and Georgia is increasingly a swing state. It has been a Republican state, but look, they won both the senatorial elections and the presidential election this time. Here is Jen Psaki, the White House press spokesman, speaking about Joe Biden, thinking of the song My Way, which the president has used in during his farewell process. Regrets I've had a few. Well, not Joe Biden on this issue, she says. Listen.
Briefly on Georgia, when the president voiced his support for moving it, does he have any regret now that by doing that, by adding his voice, it may have contributed to the environment where MLB makes this decision, and then there are these economic consequences to people in Georgia? When he and the vice president were there and couldn't do the car rally, and I talked about wanting to thank Georgia. Georgia's been important to the president and vice president electorally. Is there a sense of regret that perhaps he tipped the scale with his rhetoric, even if he doesn't have a direct cause and effect?
Well, he was answering a direct question during an interview with ESPN about the opening day baseball, something everybody, not everybody, most people in the country appreciate and enjoy, and he was simply conveying that he would support that decision if that decision was made by Major League Baseball, just like he would support decisions made by private sector companies.
Okay, sure, but the question is, once you jump in and you say, yes, I would support them, I would do this, I would support this decision, it... they didn't ask, do you support it? They asked, do you think it's a good idea? And the president very clearly said yes. Having played this latest attempt to weasel back, can we go back to the original Biden quote? It's a very short one. And hear what the president said, which clearly created a problem for him. This is the first, and it won't be the last, of problems that Joe Biden creates for himself by speaking off the cuff. We're talking to Andrew Sullivan yesterday about how the president's been fairly controlled up till now. But this is one issue that is not going to help Democrats long term, nor, by the way, do I think it's helping Republicans. Here's the what the president said when he was interviewed by ESPN.
So, Mr. President, what do you think about, President, what about the possibility that baseball decides to move their All-Star game out of Atlanta because of this political issue?
I think today's professional athletes are acting incredibly responsibly. I would strongly support them doing that. People look to them. They're leaders. The very people who are victimized the most are the people who are the leaders in these various sports. And it's just not right.
Okay, that's what the president said. Look, at this point, it does appear to me, as a number of people pointed out, that what the Democrats are concerned about is not just Georgia. It's the fact that Republicans, the one part of government that Republicans control, no longer control the Senate. They are close to controlling the House, but they don't control it. Where Republicans maintain important control is state legislatures of a majority of the states. And frankly, right now there's very deep concern about Texas. And it's not only about the Texas's attempts to try to do their own voting reform, which is coming up, which Democrats don't like, but also the what is going to happen with the reorganization and the reapportionment of the Texas congressional delegation, because that's a lot of new congressional seats. Texas could be getting as many as 4 or 5 new congressional seats. And what that means is the Democrats are trying to shoot some shot across the bow that if your state legislature does something we don't like, which is the only remaining center of Republican power, at least until 2022, we're going to fight you, we're going to boycott your state. How many states are they going to boycott? And what about this bill in Arkansas? We will get to that. It was a bill to basically make it illegal to perform what they call gender affirmation surgery or to give hormone treatment, which is to alter a child for life with changing its gender identity. And then, of course, the way the left always says it, and I'll give you an example of that, is this is a question of affirming gender identity. And the Republican governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, who's a good guy, vetoed the bill. And it now looks like they're going to have enough support in the Arkansas state legislature to overcome the bill, which says that, no, you cannot perform that kind of life-altering surgery before a child is 18. Before the child is basically treated as an adult and to make its own decisions. Whether the parents support it, whether the doctors support it, it's basically attempting to protect kids from extremely important and significant medical procedures. And by the way, there's also the question here about the government paying for those medical procedures. Now, the ACLU thinks that there are going to be fights on transgender issues all across the country. How does that play out politically? And is this the idea of a more moderate meat and potatoes, bread and butter Democratic Party that Joe Biden seemed to want and to promise? We will get to that and to more coming up. Who is one of the least effective members of Congress, according to a new study, in either House of Congress? We'll tell you coming up on the MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness, and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor from Discovery Institute. A special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Apple TV, YouTube, Vimeo, Google Play. For more information,
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One of the ways we can do that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Medved show. Will there be a boycott of Arkansas now because of Arkansas's new law, which will apparently be passed over Governor Hutchinson's veto? The story today is Governor Asa Hutchinson vetoed a bill yesterday that would make it illegal for transgender minors to receive, quote, gender affirming medication or surgery. A rare Republican rejection amid the growing conservative efforts to restrict transgender people's health care and participation in society. Now, when you're talking about minors, people who could be prepubescent even, is it that really the equivalent of trying to a conservative effort to restrict transgender people's health care and participation in society? What you're talking about is giving to people below the age of 18 hormones that may prevent them from going through puberty and the sex to which they were born, the gender to which they were born, and also surgery. And the surgery has lifelong consequences because, well, just because human beings have very different plumbing after the surgery is performed by either men or women. And it makes it virtually impossible to change your mind. Oh, yeah, I thought this was a good idea. I thought I would be happier living as a woman. Well, once you've made decisions to have medical procedures, this bill doesn't do anything to change the way you live, the way you dress. What it has to do with is the way that your body is going to be altered by some of those procedures. The Arkansas legislature could override Hutchinson's veto of the bill, known as HB 1570. Republicans hold large majorities in both chambers and passed the bill last month on a mostly party-line vote, a 70-22 in the House and 28-7 in the Senate. So it's overwhelming. And what's going on here is the American Civil Liberties Union is leading the lobbying against the bill, and they have a spokesperson named Chase Strangio. He's a lawyer at ACLU. He has fought anti-trans legislation in Arkansas and other states. And he said that while he and other advocates needed to be tentative in our celebration because of the possibility of an override, Governor Hutchinson's veto was significant, both practically and symbolically. First and foremost, it's such an important rebuke of this sweeping range of legislation targeting trans youth across the country, Strangio said. Referring to two states that are considering similar bills, he added, I hope Arkansas is watching, Alabama's watching, I hope Tennessee's watching. I don't think the governors of either of those two states is going to have the same kind of veto that Governor Hutchinson did. Supporters of the Arkansas bill say it is needed to protect young people from undergoing irreversible medical treatments. And the text of HB 1570 claims, and the New York Times adds, contrary to the consensus of medical professionals, that the risks of gender transition procedures far outweigh any benefit at this age of a clinical at this stage of clinical study on these procedures. And though the New York Times wants to indicate that there's no debate about this, there's a great deal of debate about it. And the debate is heated. And there are important medical authorities on both sides. There are important people, like prominent people who have gone through the transition surgery, the gender-affirming surgery, they call it, and said, wait a minute, I affirmed the wrong thing, and have expressed regret about it. There have been, in fact, cases of suicide following the gender reassignment surgery, the so-called gender confirmation surgery. In a 2019 statement quoted by the New York Times opposing laws that restrict minors' access to a gender-affirming treatment, the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry said blocking access to timely care has been shown to increase youth's risk for suicidal ideation and other negative mental health outcomes. More broadly, in an official position paper in 2018, the American Psychiatric Association said there was significant and long-standing medical and psychiatric literature demonstrating clear benefits of medical and surgical intervention for transgender people. It's not with the Lancet magazine, which is the most prestigious British medical journal, reported in a recent journal. And the idea of trying to cite science as clearly saying one thing when it is an item of dispute and of logical dispute, it seems to me that the best argument you could make against a bill like this is government shouldn't do it. Government shouldn't be involved. But if what you're talking about is protecting children against making an irreversible mistake and at least waiting until they reach adult status, that, it seems to me, is not a radical step. Hutchinson's veto was striking not only because he's a Republican, writes the Times, but also because just last month he signed bills that allow doctors to refuse to treat people based on religious or moral objections. And he barred transgender women and girls from competing and women's sports teams in high schools or college. Such measures have become popular among conservative lawmakers who have introduced them in more than two dozen states this year. It's not just conservative lawmakers, it's the public. Should it be the ability of school districts to or people who are running state athletic associations to basically undermine women's sports and women athletes by forcing them to compete against biological males? Governor Hutchinson argued that HB 1570 was overbroad, extreme, and does not grandfather those young people who are currently under hormone treatment, he added. The state should not presume to jump into the middle of every medical, human, and ethical issue. His speech was hardly a ringing affirmation of transgender rights,
though Hutchinson said he would have signed the bill if it had only prohibited gender-affirming surgeries for minors and urged legislatures to pass a more restrained version. In other words, his concern appears to be young people who had already begun the hormone therapy and were in the middle of it and would not, under this bill, be allowed to complete it. Okay, maybe they can change the bill, or they will override it. In California, there's another radical bill on the other side. Story in the LA Times, Kelly Blackwell longs to escape her life as a transgender woman in a California men's prison, where she struggles every day to avoid being seen in her bra and panties, and says she once faced discipline after fighting back when an inmate in her cell asked her for sex. After more than 30 years and two decades since Blackwell began hormone therapy, her chance to leave arrived last fall when groundbreaking legislation gave transgender, intersex, and non-binary inmates the right, regardless of anatomy, to choose whether to be housed in a male or female prison. The demand has been high, with 261 requests for transfers since SB 132 took effect January 1st. Okay, here's the question. How many of those 261 requests do you think came from transgendered men? In other words, women who now identify as men, who were living in a woman's prison, who want to move over to a men's prison. Do you think that there are a lot of women who would prefer to move over to a male prison? Or do you think it's far more likely to go the other way? There's a great tweet on this, which we will get to. We'll also talk about the reopening of schools. And should that reopening mean a welcome to homeless encampments on school grounds? Also, a prominent advocate for immigration, a pro-immigration commentator, has said there's no choice but to finish the wall. Really? We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me
right
and we'll
now,
never meet.
This moment,
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.